Hi and welcome to Thursday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. And the news from the bull sales at Stirling this week is continuing high prices, with plenty of quality stock on offer. And following the record set earlier in the week with the Shorthorns, yesterday both the Limousines and Solaires saw a strong trade. The famous Newhouse herd from Glamis of Limousines attracted the big bidding, highest on the day, 16,000 guineas for Newhouse Fullback, closely followed by 15,000 guinea bid for Newhouse Black Frisky. Yesterday we spoke briefly as well to a tired but happy John Scott, who's promised to give us a full update of what was happening and the ringside crack before the weekend. But for today, we're talking about the Farmers Weekly Awards. And it's that time of year again when anyone thinking about entering or even nominating a friend or neighbour for an award should be getting on and putting an entry together. Here's awards director Debbie Beaton.
We'd absolutely love to have some more entries from the north of Scotland, and you've never let us down, Richard. We have, of course, in 2011, the overall Farmer of the Year is Charlie Russell, who's from Dumfries and Galloway. The Scottish farmers are absolutely outstanding, and we've had two overall winners. We've had many category winners this year. We've also got Colin McGregor, who's Arable Farmer of the Year. We've had the Ingrams before Sheep Farmers of the Year. We'll never cease to be impressed and amazed by the talent that you've got up there. I think you've got a passion for farming. I think you're canny businessmen. You spot opportunities. You don't allow challenges to get in the way, and you go for it. And I think that is a trait that really does mark out Scottish producers.
The entries are open now, are they, Debbie?
Yes, we're seeking entries from now. Closing date is end of April. And we're looking for people who are running great businesses, you know, profitable enterprises, but also understanding who their customers are, take their environmental and social responsibilities seriously. And by that, I mean, you know, great welfare standards of the livestock producers, but also people who are willing to talk to the general public or engage with the general public about what they're doing. We need more people like that to stand up and talk about farming and sell its benefits, if you like, to modern society.
So do think about putting your entry forward for the Farmers Weekly Awards. And next week, we'll have details on exactly how to do that and be looking at the benefits of being a finalist or even a winner. But from me for today, that's all. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40 with more MFR Farming.